Chapter 3. Serious Viruses. It is often said that there are 10 times more viruses in the world than there are stars in the sky. In fact, it is almost impossible to know how many viruses there are at any one time. The ones included in this chapter are some of the most serious viruses we know about. Some are thought to be extremely dangerous, but luckily others have either disappeared or almost disappeared. Norovirus. If you travel on long journeys by sea, then one virus you may have heard of is norovirus. Norovirus doesn't only appear on expensive holiday ships, but it can develop where there are lots of people living or working very closely together in a small space. This might include young children at school, patients in hospital, or those in special homes for older people. This virus is also called the winter sickness bug. Like the flu, it is highly contagious, often affecting pregnant women and older people with poor immune systems. It is necessary to try and protect ourselves from this type of infection by avoiding infected food and water. Of course, this is difficult if you are in a hotel, on a ship, or in a hospital, as you are not able to prepare your own food. In one example, norovirus attacked 333 people across 13 states in the US. The outbreak was connected to workers preparing food for a company selling cars in different parts of the country. Once someone has become infected with the virus, they usually suffer stomach pain, followed by vomiting and diarrhea. Some may also experience a fever and muscle pain. The symptoms can be quite strong, but most people will only experience these symptoms for 2 or 3 days and then get better. There is no treatment for norovirus, and patients are asked to stay at home, rest, and drink lots of water. Although norovirus doesn't usually last for very long, the feces of the patient can continue to contain the virus for several more weeks. This is good to know when you are looking after an infected person and are responsible for washing and cleaning them and their clothes. In fact, this virus is extremely difficult to kill. Not only can it continue to live even in very hot temperatures, up to 60 degrees Celsius, it also stays alive after cleaning infected areas with very strong cleaning liquids. It is also very easy to become infected again. The virus itself is always changing, and so patients who have had norovirus are not always protected the next time there is an outbreak. For some, the symptoms can be more serious, and it is reported that there are about 50,000 child deaths a year from norovirus. If someone becomes dehydrated because they are unable to drink enough water, for example, or they cough blood, then they must see a doctor immediately. Sadly, the result of a serious norovirus infection, where the person is finally unable to eat or drink, is death. Scientists have discovered that some people are more likely to catch norovirus than others. In fact, there is a connection with blood type. Scientists have found that people with blood type B were less likely to catch some types of norovirus than people from other blood groups. According to research, this means that around 1/3 of the passengers on a ship will not catch norovirus if there is an outbreak while they are travelling. Smallpox. While we could very easily meet norovirus today, it is more or less impossible to meet smallpox. This virus was around for centuries, and there have been examples of it in many countries across the world. Pictures of the Egyptian pharaoh Ramses V, who died in 1145 BCE, showed that he probably had smallpox. Around 30% of those who caught smallpox would die, with 2 million people dying from the disease in 1967 alone. After a huge international vaccination program, the last person to catch smallpox was in Somalia in 1977. And in 1980, the World Health Organization, WHO, announced the virus was destroyed. Today, the smallpox virus can only be found in laboratories. People who catch smallpox, which is caused by the variola virus and is similar to measles, experience several symptoms. These begin, like flu viruses, with a fever and being extremely tired, back pain and a headache, and in some cases vomiting. Usually the patient is not contagious during this time, but they are often too ill to work or go to school. In the days that follow, red spots appear, first on the tongue, then on the face, hands and arms, and later on the body. Although the patient may look worse at this moment, they actually start to feel better. The spots then fill with pus, and the fever returns. This is the moment when the patient is most contagious. As the pus begins to dry and become scabs, the patient is still contagious. The scabs finally fall off and leave very small holes in the skin. This is something that you might notice on the face of someone who has had smallpox. Polio. Polio is another disease that today we can say has almost disappeared thanks to vaccination. However, it is yet another virus without a cure. The polio virus causes an infection in the bowel and can be transmitted by sneezing and coughing, in feces, or through unclean water or infected food. In the 20th century, parents feared this disease because it affected thousands of children, mostly under the age of 5. In the UK, during the early 1950s, 8,000 children a year lost the use of their legs because of polio. In most cases, people who catch polio won't experience any symptoms, and their body will be able to fight the infection. In fact, they may not even know they have been infected, although, of course, they could still infect someone else. Most children who experience symptoms will be ill for about a week and suffer from a fever, sore throat, headache, stomach ache and muscle pain, nausea and vomiting. For a few children, however, symptoms are much worse. The virus attacks the nervous system in the back and the area near the brain. This can cause paralysis, usually in the legs, which means you can't move them, and it becomes almost impossible to walk. For some people, the virus can cause muscles to become weak, and it can also stop the muscles in the feet and legs from developing correctly. Another serious symptom is that it becomes extremely difficult for the patient to breathe, which can kill them. These problems may only last for a short time for some patients, but for others, they could last their whole life. It is necessary to treat polio patients in hospital with painkillers and rest. Patients may also need to spend some time on a ventilator, a machine to help them breathe. This must be followed by lots of exercise to avoid problems in the legs and feet, and training to help them walk again. Ebola. A different kind of virus is Ebola, a disease first transmitted to humans from animals. A recent outbreak started in late 2013 in Guinea and then moved to Sierra Leone and Liberia in early 2014. During this outbreak, more than 28,600 people were infected and 11,325 people died. Women were generally the worst affected. In Liberia, it is thought around 75% of the people who died were women. The first time the virus appeared was in 1976 in two countries at the same time, South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. In June 2020, it was announced that the Democratic Republic of the Congo had identified new cases of Ebola. The Ebola virus probably first came from fruit bats, but has since been transmitted to humans through the blood or urine of infected animals. Eating what is called bushmeat, the meat of wild animals like monkeys, is another way to transmit the virus from the animal world to humans. The virus then spreads between humans in the same way, through blood, urine, feces, or by vomiting. It can also be transmitted through unprotected sex, and mothers can give it to their new baby either before they are born or after when feeding. Ebola is extremely contagious and can continue living for several days outside of the body. In fact, it is so contagious it can even be spread simply by touching the body of someone who is either infected or has died from the virus. Ebola begins with a list of well-known symptoms, including fever, muscle pain, headaches, and a sore throat. Then diarrhea, vomiting, and a rash can be added to the list. As the infection continues, the situation becomes more serious, however, as the patient's liver and kidneys stop working, and they experience bleeding from the ears, eyes, nose, and mouth. For the moment, there is no cure or any way to stop people catching the Ebola virus, although these are being developed and tested. The only way to manage the disease is to quarantine patients and treat them in hospital rooms where they are alone. Sadly, at the moment, one in two patients with Ebola will die. SARS. Like Ebola, SARS-CoV, severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus, is transmitted to humans from animals, possibly in animal markets, where the virus changes and then jumps from animals to humans. Although scientists are still not sure which animal actually carries the virus and transmits it to humans, they believe it is bats. Like Ebola, there is no cure for SARS, and scientists are trying to develop a way to stop people from catching it. The SARS virus was first discovered in humans in 2002 in an area of South China. It quickly spread to 26 other countries, mostly in Asia, but also in Europe, Australia, and North America. During this time, the virus infected just over 8,000 people, and there were 774 deaths. SARS is spread in the same way as a cold or flu virus, person to person. So it is important to stay away from infected people and take care to cover your mouth when sneezing or coughing, and wash your hands as often as possible. The symptoms are similar to those for the flu, and appear up to a week after being close to an infected person. But then after this, the lungs become infected and the patient finds it more and more difficult to breathe. The only way to treat someone with SARS is to quarantine them in hospital, treat them with medication, and put them on a ventilator to help them breathe. Possibly what worries governments the most about SARS is how it is transmitted. Not all cases of SARS have been transmitted from animal to human. In 2004, the Chinese government announced another outbreak of the virus. This time, it was connected to the National Institute of the Virology Laboratory in Beijing, where two of the nine who caught the disease were students testing the SARS virus. The other seven people were connected to the two students, including the mother of one and nurses who were treating them. Since then, neither China nor any other country has reported any new cases of SARS. COVID-19. In December 2019, the first cases of a new coronavirus, COVID-19 were discovered in the Wuhan province of China. By July 2020, more than 50 countries in the world had cases of this new virus, and hundreds of thousands had already died. COVID-19 is transmitted in the same way as influenza, and symptoms of the disease are also very similar. These symptoms appear between 2 and 14 days after contact with an infected person, and are usually a fever, dry cough, muscle pain, headaches, and breathing problems. Other symptoms have been discovered which are different, like not being able to taste and smell food, while many people don't suffer any symptoms at all. What is very different is the way the virus affects some people. For most, their symptoms will be mild. In the case of patients who are older, have diabetes, asthma, heart problems, or are overweight, their situation can become extremely dangerous, and in some cases, they will die.